You know, we've been spending part of this week exploring one of the more distant and fascinating nations on Earth. And this morning, we'll listen to a high point of the year in Mongolia. It's called the Nadam Festival. It's described as the Kentucky Derby, the Olympics, and Christmas all rolled into one. One of its most important events, horse racing, has not changed since the days of Genghis Khan in the 13th century. NPR's Louisa Lim sent an audio postcard from the festival.
A single child rides in a circle, singing encouragement to his horse. Here in the small town of Khojet, 260 miles from the capital Ulaanbaatar, this marks the start to the most hotly contested event of the Nadam, the 15-mile-long race for five-year-old horses.
This is like the trainer's paddock before the race meet. Everybody's gathered here, all the trainers are chatting. The thing about these horse races is that all the riders are kids, mostly 14 and under, some as young as 4 or 5 years old. And that's because they're incredibly light.
At 11, Ganbata Tsunenpunzang is already an old pro. He tells me most kids race in their socks. Shoes are heavy, he says, and we'd lose them on the way. And we don't want to hurt the horses by kicking them in shoes. Most kids ride bareback, too. By 14, many are too heavy to race. Not Khanadag Manabek, elfin-faced and impossibly tiny. I can't believe him when he tells me his age.
14, he's 14.
I'm scared of the injuries my son could get, says Chulunbat Badelga, the mother of another young jockey. She describes 3 weeks of arduous pre-race training. But once the boys head off to the start line, she says, I can only pray for my son. The jockeys take about 2 hours to ride the 15 miles to the start line, herded by men on motorbikes wielding whips. On the way is an uvor, a shamanistic cairn or a sacred heap of stones, which the riders circle 3 times, singing as they go. It's a prayer for a safe journey, an act of worship to the mountains and the sky. These horse races are said to be the brainchild of the founder of the Mongol Empire, Genghis Khan, known here as Genghis Khan. They were originally a celebration of Mongolia's military might and a way of training its fearsome army. Now they're an annual event held in every town across the country. Suddenly, a rope marking the start is lowered and the riders are off. With blood-curdling screams and pounding hooves, they race back to town. It's impossible not to think of the fearsome Mongol hordes thundering across the grasslands.
The race has started. We're in a jeep driving alongside the horses. To begin with, they were doing about 50 miles an hour. It's this unbelievable sight, these tiny kids wearing really brightly coloured clothes so their trainers can pick them out. And they're absolutely galloping at full pelt, screaming to encourage their horses.
The trainer wants to get at the other side.
Oh my goodness. So the trainer who's in the car with us has just leant out of the window and has been shouting advice at his jockey. He's concerned that the little boy is beating the horse too much, and he's shouting at him to stand up on his stirrups and to sing encouragement, shout encouragement to the horse instead of beating him.
So now heading to the finish line.
Oh, look at that.
It's
So now we're at the finish line of the race and the entire town has come out to watch. Everybody is dressed in their best clothes. And they're all shouting as the first riders come and they're screaming to people to get out of the way.
Everybody is running to get into the dust of the winning horse, which is supposed to be lucky. So is the sweat of the winning horse, which people are wiping onto their foreheads. When I finally get up close, I realise the winning rider is none other than our friend, the tiny 14-year-old Manabek. I was at the back, he says, grinning from ear to ear. Then at the cairn, I realise I could win it. He says he'll earn money from racing, which he'll use to buy clothes and school supplies. I love this, he says, his face alight. These races are rites of passage for Mongolia's boys. More than that, though, the Nadams serve as a unifying force for the country, a distant echo of its past as the biggest land empire the world has ever seen. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Khujiat, Mongolia.